You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. A new study looks promising. Trump delivers a dangerous pledge, and 1.3 billion enter lockdown in India. Here's what you should know. First, Trump's itch to reboot the economy would be a fatal error. Just 1 week after announcing a plan to slow the spread of the coronavirus, President Trump seems to have had another change of heart and is already promising a return to business as usual as soon as April 12th. But experts say prematurely reducing restrictions in the U.S. would have devastating effects. Second, there's an old source for potential new COVID-19 drugs, blood serum. Researchers are examining the blood of recovered COVID-19 patients to see if they can harness the antibodies of earlier patients to help the newly infected. If the idea works, we may soon have a test, treatment, and even partial inoculation. Third, most kids don't get that sick from COVID-19, but some do. Kids are far less likely than adults to develop serious COVID-19 cases, but new research shows that parents should still be extremely cautious. Children of all ages with pre-existing conditions are very much at risk. Fourth, an army of unmasked women is tracking down the coronavirus in India. Today, India's 1.3 billion plus citizens were ordered into lockdown. But in recent weeks, more than 900,000 community health workers, almost all women, have been tracking down imported cases of the virus without so much as a mask. Fifth, the promising math behind flattening the curve. We updated our coronavirus calculations, and it turns out the spread of the disease in China was more logistical than exponential over time. That's further proof that flattening the curve can save lives around the world. And here's your daily distraction. A Twitter user decided to rewrite the lyrics of Queen's hit song, Bohemian Rhapsody, to make his own coronavirus rhapsody. Go ahead and try to read this Twitter thread without singing it out loud. One question. I'm under a shelter-in-place order. What can and can't I do? A shelter-in-place order generally closes all non-essential businesses and prohibits their employees from leaving their homes to work. While it should be taken seriously, it is not a complete lockdown. You can't do things like go to the hair or nail salon, and you shouldn't do things like leave town, enter airports, or physically see friends and family if you can help it. But in most places, laundromats will remain open, you're free to grocery shop, and you can walk your dog or go on a run as long as you stay at least 6 feet away from other people while you do it. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.